three reasons why entrepreneurs should embrace the unknown. This is Ken, the passion entrepreneur. And I'm going to ask you a question. Are you an iced harvester or the next Google? Now, there's three reasons why entrepreneurs should embrace the unknown. Number one, avoid company extinction. Now, Guy Kawasaki, you know him, he's a venture capitalist, garage.com, very successful. He makes a comment about ice harvesters in the 1800s. Now, ice harvesters, they cut blocks of ice from the frozen lakes and ponds, and they distribute around the world. That was a growing market, ice, you know. But they didn't stay successful for very long, because the ice harvesters were replaced by, can you guess, ice factories. What a novel idea. Ice factories replace ice harvesters, and they made ice in any city and for any season. So now ice factories were in charge. They were making the money. They were making the bucks. Everything was all well and good for a while. The ice factories were replaced by refrigeration. Refrigerator companies, companies that make refrigerators. They didn't see it coming. So now people could make ice in their own homes. What a novel idea. What a revolutionary idea. You can have ice in your own home. So isn't it interesting that none of these companies made the transition to the next level? The ice harvesters didn't see, hey, we should develop ice factories or have companies that will produce ice anywhere part of the city and for any season. And the companies that owned ice manufacturing companies, didn't see that, hey, maybe we could produce a refrigerator so everybody in their home could produce and make their own ice. Because these companies, these individuals, they didn't see it coming. They did not embrace the unknown. They embraced what was known. And that allowed them, or didn't allow them, to take it to the next level. Would you like another example? You've got to embrace the unknown. IBM, you've heard of them, International Business Machines. They're known for their mainframe computers. Thomas Watson even said, and he was the owner back then, that he could, can you believe this? That the world only needs maybe one or two personal computers. That gave way to Apple. When Apple in the 80s announced and brought up the Apple II personal computer. So the personal computer was going gangbusters, and Apple was the company, the model for the world. But they didn't see something coming, and that was software. Microsoft. Now it's Microsoft's turn, and they developed desktop software. And everything was all well and good until now in the late 90s, coming into 2000. What's happened? Well, we've got Google. That's right. We've got Google now. And so the tech world is all amazed at how Google has come about and be successful. They didn't see that Google is really embracing the internet. So, you know, you have a stock price of I think initially was $85, and I believe it was 2000. Now the stock price is hovering around $515, and it's been as high as $700 in October of last year. So everybody, every engineer wants to work for Google. Anybody, in fact, wants to work for Google. It's a very successful company. $15 billion in revenue. $15 billion with a B in revenue. You know, since they've started, they've got Google Search. You probably know about them, Google.com. They've got Blogger. They've got Google Geo, you know, the maps. Google Docs, Spreadsheets, Google Labs, AdWords, AdSense, Google Checkout. You can buy products and services with their technology. And then you've got YouTube. They bought that for $2 billion, and they've got Google Video. The point is that by not embracing the unknown, companies lose the opportunity to move forward, to become more successful. So IBM, the mainframe computers, missed the boat on the personal computer. Apple missed the boat, and Apple's doing a pretty good job, but Apple missed the boat on desktop software. And Microsoft missed the boat, they didn't see it, with the power of the internet. Just think about that. So by embracing the unknown, you can protect your company and guard against possible extinction. Just ask the ice harvester, or IBM, or Microsoft. So if you're not growing, you in fact, you're dying. So embracing the unknown allows you to be open to new knowledge, new technologies, new ideas, to improve your current systems, your methodologies, and your processes. By embracing the unknown, you can stay profitable, productive, and efficient. Now I know you're saying, okay, it's very easy. It's okay. Hey, I'm staying with the familiar. I'm comfortable with it. It's easy. I already know this stuff. Why reinvent the wheel? I hear you. Most companies, most people, most entrepreneurs will resist change because they fear the unknown. You know, hey, let's keep the status quo going. Let's do business as usual. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah, I know that. That's reality. But what is known? What is known about your current clients, your target markets, your current technology? What about your systems? What about your information systems, your sales system, your marketing system, your HR, your human resource system, your financial system? You know, what about your leadership style? Yeah, those things are known, but let me ask you, if you can take that step to embrace the unknown, ask yourself these questions. What do I like about my current systems? And more importantly, how would I improve them? See, if you want to look at the unknown, say, hey, what's new out there? What is interesting? What is something that I like, that I would want to do? And force yourself to do that. So, we've talked about three things. Here's another third thing. Embracing the unknown. What you don't know that you don't know could hurt you and your business. Okay, I'll repeat it again. What you don't know that you don't know could hurt you and your business. Now, most entrepreneurs, most business owners believe there's only two kinds of knowledge. Those are things that you know, and there are things that you don't know. For things that you know, you do them. You got the experience, the skills, your abilities, and you've been successful in the past. And there's also the things you don't know. So you find professionals. You don't know taxes, so you find a CPA. You don't know the law, so you hire an attorney. You want to know the ins and outs of money and financial planning, so you hire a financial planner. Technology. You don't know all about the technology, so you hire a professional. But however, there is another knowledge. There's a third kind of knowledge. There are things that you don't know that you don't know. I'll say again. There are things that you don't know that you don't know. What are you talking about, Ken? See, once you say, hey, I know that, that's when the learning stops. You see something, I know that, I'm moving on. That's when the growing stops, and that's what that can get you in trouble. That means you're not open to new ideas. You need an example? I'll give you an example. Number one, you've got a business. Your new business. So you have two choices. You can choice A, build a website for maybe $5,000. Choice B, you focus on client sales, service, referrals. Now, logically, you're thinking, Ken, yeah, obviously I'm going to pick choice B. Yeah, I'm going to focus on client sales, referrals, and blah, blah, blah. But in reality, I've seen this happen time and time and again. In reality, what's going to happen? These entrepreneurs, these business owners, these new guys and ladies, can't leave the ladies out. They say, I need a website. I'm in business. I need a website. So they're going to put all their dollars, their heart, their soul, their time in building this extraordinary website that maybe nobody will come to. And you say, how can that be? It happens. Instead, versus you should choose focusing on your clients, sales, service, and referrals. If you do that, if you put your time and effort, your heart and soul in building client relationships, strategic partnerships and alliances, you're going to be more successful. Remember, so important, you can't remain in business for long, for a long time, unless somebody sells something. That's what you're in business for. That's example one. You want another example? I'll give you another example. Networking. Example two is networking. You say, hey, I'm in business. I have to network. Necessary evil. So choice A, I got to go out there and network, right? So you get up in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. You get in your car. It's cold, snowy. You start your car up and you fight the traffic. It could be 1 hour, 45 minutes, maybe 2 hour transit time to get to a networking meeting at 7 o'clock. You know, gas is pretty expensive nowadays, and so is your time. And so you do that. And then maybe after work, you get back in your car, you fight that traffic, the afternoon traffic, and to go to another networking meeting. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about, right? So let me ask you, what is your return on investment for your networking activities? Are you using traditional networking to get the leads that you need? Are you getting the leads that you need for your business? See, that's choice A, but there's a choice B. Why not participate on an online networking session from home or office? And most people say, hey, what are you talking about? Networking online, you can't do that. You can't see people. What do you mean by that? There's some advantages to this because we've been doing this for over 2 years now. One is you get to know who's going to be on the call. You know, sometimes networking events, what happens? You don't know who you talk with. A lot of times you're talking to another salesperson that you can't really relate with. So you get to know who's going to be on these calls. Number two, everybody gets to listen to you when you're talking. It's not a mad dash. When you go to these networking events, what happens? It's a hit and miss kind of thing. But when you do a structured networking online, people get to listen to what you're saying. When questions are being asked and you're answering the questions, people are listening to you. You got their full attention. Number three, networking online helps you share information, knowledge, and ideas. It's really, really nice that you can talk about, because you're networking with other entrepreneurs. You're talking about business. And then you're also exposing yourself to other industries and new ideas. So, that is perhaps your best choice. Most people will think, I'm in business. I'm supposed to do the traditional networking thing. Got to go to this big, empty room. Sometimes it could be empty. Or a lot of people. And what is your return on investment there? Here's another, third example, advertising. You've been there, I know. You open up your business, you got to advertise, right? Hey, remember, what you don't know, you don't know. So, choice A, should you buy an ad in Yellow Pages, post a billboard on the highway, pay some more ad space, $5,000, $3,000 a month? Yeah. Or would you want to build a business with your current clients? So the choice is yours. Choice A or choice B. Now you might say, hey, I think I should go with choice B. But most people, most entrepreneurs, what are they going to do? They're going to get a call by Yellow Pages or somebody trying to sell you an ad in the Yellow Pages. Or they want you to buy an ad in the newspaper. Or they want you to put a billboard on a highway to communicate with strangers. Does this make sense? Choice B is the better choice. Why not build your business from your current clients? Let me ask you, How many times do you talk with your clients? How many times do you ask for referrals from your clients and centers of influence? And what activities are you doing to earn you more clients like your best clients? Now, sometimes business owners, does this make sense? Am I hitting home? Sometimes business owners don't know, their business numbers, their key performance indicators. I ask them time and time again, what's your profit margin, your break-even point? What about your success rate, converting those prospects, those suspects into clients? And they may give me some numbers, and a lot of times those numbers are unrealistic. Why do I know? Because I take them through a profit assessment. And I ask them, I say, okay, well, how much money would you like to have at the end of the year, even at the end of the month? And a lot of times, their numbers don't match up. They got a little work to do. So I'm here to talk about the E3C ROI calculator. It's on the website. Check it out. But there you can estimate your profitability, but you got to know your numbers. So the bottom line, in conclusion, you've got to embrace the unknown. Does it work? Absolutely. E3C results, I can sit down in one day, have 4 appointments, 5, 6, 7, 8 appointments, a networking event, all online. And you compare that to 2 or 3 calls a day. More contacts equal more sales. I can conduct more service calls with my clients. I can spend more time educating myself and focusing on the business. You can't do that in a car. You can't do that if you're not using technology efficiently. So we've got clients in Georgia, North Carolina, New York, Florida, Colorado. Why? Because we embrace the unknown. This technology thing can work. It can be profitable. And we talked about the online opportunity, the networking online. Well, how successful was that? Last year, we connected over 500 business-to-business connections. 500. And this year, January of 2008, guess how many people we've connected? Business-to-business connections, 65. Over 65 connections. Didn't know each other before, now they do. That's amazing. And I'll let you in on another secret. At times, I even take a nap during the day. Yeah, I know, perhaps that's a little bit too much information, but it does keep me fresh and keeps me energized for the second half of the day. So, embracing the unknown actually works. It works. Conversion rate. In January, it's 36%. Compare that to 5 to 10%. That's 3 times more. My conversion rate is 36% in January. Okay, Ken, we're in business. What's more important? Revenue or profit? Profit, right? What's your profit margin? E3C's profit margin is hovering close to, are you sitting down? 80%. 80%. That means for every dollar I take in, I keep 80 cents. Compare that to 10 or 20% of normal businesses. So embracing the unknown does work. So let me ask you a few questions. By not embracing the unknown, how many business opportunities is your company missing? By not embracing the unknown, how many sales opportunities are you missing? How many dollars are you spending, or should I say wasting, by not embracing the unknown? So, my challenge to you is embrace the unknown. Love it, embrace it, embody it. By embracing the unknown, you discover new opportunities, new ideas, new knowledge, new systems, new processes. Business owners, entrepreneurs, you passionate business owners and entrepreneurs, don't be afraid. We must be more proactive and less reactive. See, by embracing the unknown, you can protect your company and guard yourself, your company, against possible extinction. So, are you an ice harvester or the next Google? The choice is yours. Choose wisely. Your business might depend on it. This is Ken, the passionate entrepreneur. stay profitable. Check out my multimedia presentation, Is Your Business, or Is My Business a Hobby Job or Profitable Enterprise? And I've got a new multimedia presentation talking about business formulas. Check that out. I'll probably load that within the next week. And check out Smart Advantage Coaching. That's my personal coaching website. And my business profile on mybusinesscommunity.ning.com. Again, this is Ken. Stay profitable, and I will talk with you next time.